Now, 6 days have passed, and still no sign of the Grand Prairie Cobra.
Right.
This has gotten the nation's attention, ladies and gentlemen, so much so that we have the top 10 CDC recommendations. If you encounter the still on the loose Grand Prairie Cobra, number 10. Demand immediately that any and all cobras you encounter must remain at least 6 feet away and wear a face mask at all times.
Number 9.
And if not, you're supposed to put one on it.
Yeah, I'm going to get that close.
Number 9.
After America's Tiger King infatuation, the nationwide search has already been launched on who might call themselves the Snake King. Because whoever they are, we need you.
Number 8.
And we also need something to watch during another pandemic thing.
Number 8.
That'd be really great. Number 8 thing the CDC says to do, not do, if you encounter the Grand Prairie Cobra. Well, if you encounter a cobra and you're a billionaire, then just please launch it, or you, to at the earliest convenience of your choosing. So that
number
would be
7.
Number 7.
Launch it far away.
When you're looking for advice, just choose from whatever advice that your old college friends on Facebook suggest to do if you're bitten. That's really the way we're handling things right now. Number 6, I don't know if they float, but they do swim, so that will not be happening Thursday at 8 o'clock for Will It Float, ladies and gentlemen.
I wondered about that. Cobra does swim?
It does.
Oh.
Yeah, now, most of its body is submerged, but I looked it up.
Its head will stay up?
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't sleep like 2 hours because of that.
Number 5.
Stop Googling things, me. Number 5, if bitten, stop, drop, roll, and then sploot.
Number 4.
Also a CDC recommendation.
Anyway.
There you go. If bitten, seek medical attention and then immediately post it to the social media platform of your choosing. Which,
right.
By the way...
Horrible pictures of your wound.
Very active on Twitter is Grand Prairie Cobra.
Yes, and the mongoose that's after him.
In fact, he told a joke yesterday.
What was it?
Why do you never have to weigh me, he was asking. Why don't you have to weigh a cobra?
Why?
Because he brings his own scale.
Number 3.
CDC recommendation if you encounter the still on the loose Grand Prairie Cobra.
Okay.
Well, this is good for flying because he's not too far from DFW Airport. Cobras, though, are only allowed on flights if fully vaccinated and if Samuel L. Jackson is on board. Or you can put them on Spirit Airlines.
He hates the snakes on the plane.
Oh, yeah, but he knows how to handle them, right? You can also put them on Spirit Airlines because they'll never actually take off.
Number 2.
Hey, number 2, nice. If bitten, a reminder that the anti-venom is not fully FDA approved, so use it at your own risk. And then finally, number 1.
Number 1.
CDC recommendation if you encounter the Grand Prairie Cobra. You know, Texans have access to all the information already to make informed decisions on their own. Hey, we don't require Cobra mandates. Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, take it up with your local legislators.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Marley, 92.1 and 95.5. Hank FM.